For those still reading the failing New York Times, despite the fact Iran's been totally obliterated militarily and otherwise, you would think Iran's actually winning. So, stupid bullshit aside, because we know how Trump is, I actually need to catch myself up on this a little bit. My understanding is that Trump is threatening to blockade the Strait of Hormuz, which is already being blockaded by Iran. We are blockading a blockade. Do I have that correct? The peace talks with Iran in Islamabad fell through. It did not work at all, obviously. J.D. Vance is on a generational losing streak. And then, having run out of all other ideas, I suppose, we're now implementing a blockade so that Iran doesn't have the ability to selectively allow ships through. We're blockading the blockade. Like, the only benefit from this is that Iran had sole control over who goes through the strait, but now we do as well. And my understanding is that China is not happy with this because they were still getting resources from Iran, correct? Yeah, man, okay, so first of all, breaking, Trump live from the Oval Office sets a new 2-week deadline for Iran to make a deal, warning the situation won't be pleasant if Iran does not agree by April 27th. This time for sure, you're going to be sorry. Unless Islamabad comes through with another fake negotiated peace settlement to terms that we didn't agree to beforehand. Just 2 more weeks. Let me guess, in response to this, oil prices dropped by $20 and the market skyrocketed plus 3% to S&P 500? No, I don't actually think so. I think we're past that point. Maybe we're not. What are oil prices at right now? China should ally with Iran. They already have. Okay, yeah, no. WTI crude is going up right now. Oh my God, it actually did the thing. This is so embarrassing, man. This is so fucking embarrassing, dog. Everything is so fake. This was the price crashing after the Islamabad ceasefire that immediately fell through. And then here's everything wavering. Here is the market reopening after a weekend in which it was announced that the peace talks fell through. And then here's the price going back down below 100 again. Because I don't even know. It doesn't matter. The spot price hasn't gone down. The real economy continues to grind to a halt. There's no rhetorical trickery that you can employ to change that, especially now that it's fucking double closed. In a direct message to the Trump administration and the U.S. Navy, China's Defense Minister Admiral Dong Jun says Chinese ships will continue transiting the Strait of Hormuz through agreements with Iran and warns the U.S. not to meddle in our affairs. If World War III is going to start, please let it be here. Please let it be here in an instance where America is objectively in the wrong so I can make funny jokes when their missiles hit our cities. When I see the Chinese ICBMs vaporize New York, Chicago, Boston, San Francisco, I can start talking about how now finally we have the best public transit system in America here in Seattle. I won't get to make jokes if China starts World War III, but if we start World War III, I get to make jokes from your bunker in Beijing. Yeah, yeah. Seattle's another primary target. No, I know. I want you to imagine like me joking about it in the 8 seconds that I have before I get vaporized. Says Chinese ships are currently moving in and out of the waters. The Strait of Hormuz confirms China has existing trade and energy agreements with Iran and China will respect and honor them. Explicitly states Iran controls the strait and is open for us recognizing Iranian sovereignty over transit. Okay. This started earlier today. The American blockade. The U.S. and Iran are still communicating, said a U.S. official. And the president, as the president said, Tehran is seeking to make a deal very badly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in the side plot, Trump declares war on the Holy See and papacy. Trump declares anti-pope to be established in Avignon. Oh my God. Just another day. Just another day in the news market. You know, the season is so messy. What would be the American Avignon? New Orleans. Okay, actually, an American papacy based out of New Orleans with like that haunting, like deep south bayou style of Louisiana. Like, you know what I'm talking about? That kind of church? That would actually be the Cajun Pope. That would be pretty. Imagine the food. Well, the original Avignon was in France. Really? I didn't know that. That's why New Orleans. What do you mean block Iranian ports? Yeah, I would like to get a better idea of what it looks like out there.
Is it your anticipation, Mr. President, that other countries will assist in this effort to blockade Iran and those...
Yeah, other countries are going to also...
Which countries, sir?
We don't need other countries, frankly, but...
Which countries, sir?
We don't need other countries, frankly, but... They've offered the services. We'll let it be known probably tomorrow.
Has the locking started, sir?
Yeah, started. 10 o'clock.
Is it your anticipation?
All right. Yeah, that's the blockade. Okay, so...
And a Fox News alert, because starting now, the U.S. military will begin enforcing a full-scale blockade of all maritime traffic into and out of Iran as Navy minesweepers clear a path to open the Strait of Hormuz after high-stakes peace talks end without a deal.
That's not how that works.
Welcome to a brand new hour of America's Newsroom. I'm Dana Perino.
Morning to you. I'm Bill Hemmer. Here we go. This is the hour. The fate of the two-week ceasefire unclear as a...
It fell through. Amit, have you not read the news? They ended it. J.D. Vance came back from Islamabad and said, well...
Iran refuses to give up on this nuclear program. The U.S. declaring a naval blockade against Iran after both sides walked away from the talks late on Saturday. The Strait of Hormuz is a key flashpoint as the president ramps up the pressure continuously on Tehran.
Their military is destroyed. Their whole Navy is underwater. Other nations are working so that Iran will not be able to sell oil, and that will be very effective. But there are many boats heading toward our country to fill up with oil and then go and take it. So they're not going to go through the Hormuz Strait. And ultimately, that'll be corrected.
And we have Fox Team coverage. General Jack Keane is standing by. Alex Hogan has an update from the White House. But first, Matt Finn is near the Strait. He is live in Dubai. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Dana. The president says that U.S. blockade of ships entering or exiting Iranian ports is going into effect at this hour out on the Strait of Hormuz in the distance behind me on the Persian Gulf. Now, over the weekend, CENTCOM says that for the first time since this war began, two U.S. destroyers entered the strait. The U.S. ships are working to clear any mines along with the help of underwater drones. And now President Trump says the U.S. will block Iranian ports out on the Hormuz Strait, potentially devastating Iran's economy. The president riding...
Big win for them. We're double closing the strait. Basically, nobody's gotten through the strait. Like, Iran has allowed some ships through on terms favorable to them, but by and large, the strait has still been choked. This is not... I guess the real question is, like, what are they going to do when China tries to open it for their direct trade with Iran? Quote from the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, emphasized blocking the strait is not in the common interest of the international community. So the ships to China were allowed to pass. I think one was turned back, but I don't know what's going to happen. What happens when China sends their own navy there to try to escort ships if they decide to? Third blockade. I don't know if China would send navy. I mean, I don't know. China is really, 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 really reliant on their relationship with Iran and on oil imports. I mean, if it's very much to China's benefit if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, except for them, basically. If we stop ships from going out to China, it's possible they might intervene. Man, this would be such a fucking stupid World War III instigation. If you want a World War III post, this is where you get to do it, okay? America and Iran are not sufficient. America and China are sufficient.
Iran promised to open the Strait of Hormuz, and then they knowingly failed to do so. As they promised, they better begin the process of getting this international waterway open and fast. Every law in the book is being violated by them. Now, Iran is warning its military may retaliate, threatening wreckage.
Dana, it's funnier when I do it. Alexa, play Fortunate Son.
And a reckoning. An Iranian military spokesperson is saying if the security of the ports of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the waters of the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman is threatened, no port in the Persian Gulf and the Sea of Oman will remain
safe.
It ain't
me.
Now, here in the Middle East, a UAE official estimates that 800 commercial ships have been left stranded throughout all this, and about 400 are fuel tankers. Dana, Bill.
Okay, keep us posted on all of that there as he's in the region. Thank you, Matt.
So from there, Dana, we move to the White House. Alex Hogan watching there. And Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. So the president says that this should go into effect right now. He has been ordering the Navy to not only blockade the Strait of Hormuz, but also sweep the critical waterway of mines. Today, we're seeing that oil once again surpassing $100 a barrel. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says the Department of Justice will prosecute anyone buying or selling sanctioned Iranian oil.
Okay. Good luck prosecuting Chinese officials. All right. Have fun with that.
We have a blockade going into effect. That'll be 10 o'clock other day.
U.S. Central Command says a naval blockade of Iranian ports in that critical Strait of Hormuz is set to come into effect right now. Remember, about 20% of the world's oil passes through this strait. The move is sending oil prices soaring and is threatening to upend global energy markets. The decision comes after peace talks between the U.S. and Iran ended in Pakistan over the weekend without a breakthrough. Iran says the move amounts to piracy and is threatening to retaliate. NATO and European allies say they don't support the blockade. They're urging for the waterway to be reopened. Let's kick off our coverage here this hour with NBC News.
The U.S. Navy is scared of taking the Red Sea and facing the Houthis. Going around Africa to reach the Persian Gulf, it's never been more over for U.S. power projection. Oh, God. Instead of taking the usual route through the Mediterranean and Red Sea, the USS George H.W. Bush is taking the longer route around Africa. Oh, fuck. It's like the 1800s again or something. We've made so many enemies. We have to move around the fucking Cape of Africa. That's crazy, dude. We're taking the cuck route. Oh my God. No wonder China's not concerned. I think China's plenty concerned. It's just like we're burning through so much right now, you know? Can we say goodbye to Taiwan yet? I warned you guys.
Senior international correspondent Matt Bradley, who is in Tel Aviv. Matt, the president's been to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, get oil flowing back to the countries that rely on it. Do we know why does he want to have this blockade in these ports right now? And how exactly is this going to work now that it kicks into effect?
Yeah, it's interesting because, of course, he's imposing a blockade and the Iranians have already put a blockade, and that's the cause of this crisis. The president is trying to stop Iranian ships, which have actually been operating this entire time. So this is the intention, to choke off Iran, which has been benefiting from the fact that it's been able to sell oil on the international market. Now, the risk here is a further blockade on top of a blockade. That means that we're going to be seeing now less Iranian oil reaching the market, and oil is a global commodity. So the risk here is that the price of oil could increase even more on global markets because of those markets that would have been relying on oil, like in China or other places.
It's not really a risk. That's just the thing that's going to happen. But China gets hurt the most because they're disproportionately, you know, benefited by the partial opening of the strait via Iran. I don't even know what to say about this, man. No joke. I try to avoid the World War III.
Joining me right now, CNN senior.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like we're kind of forcing China to respond, aren't we? Like China's not just going to let us block the deals they're able to negotiate through the strait, and it was all for Israel. Yeah. Well, Trump will probably back off if it comes to it.
Military analyst, retired Admiral James Stavridis, thank you so much for being here. Focusing in on this blockade that is set to set in, according to U.S. Central Command, at 10 a.m. Eastern. If this happens, what is a blockade going to look like in reality, Admiral? And practically, what is going to be required of the U.S. Navy to pull it off?
Well, let's start with a little bit of confusion over what the intent is here. What we heard from President Trump initially was a full and complete blockade, a shutdown, if you will, of the Strait of Hormuz. What has now developed and what we're hearing from Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, the commander, is more nuanced and I think the right answer.
You're not
which
wrong,
is
Dana.
To blockade.
Bosh, what can China even do? They can't really send warships in without risking escalation. I guess that's kind of what they would do. But this is like unambiguously, this is America escalating. China legally established a deal with Iran where they would benefit from ships that Iran allowed through the strait. And America is blockading that commerce sent to China. Like this isn't really China escalating. America's embargoing a country right now, basically. It's very bad and very, very dangerous. I mean, for one, Iran could pepper those destroyers with drones and probably do quite a bit of damage. But what happens if China wants to send some escort ships over, you know? What
the
then,
Iranian
liberal?
Iranian ports. That's an important distinction. So let's assume it's the latter. How do you do that? You need one or two aircraft carriers in the region to put up air cover. You need a dozen surface combatants, Kate. So
we've run out of our entire stock of precision strike missiles early in last month's war with Iran. That's cool.
Cruisers, frigates, destroyers to actually station themselves off the Iranian ports. You need a couple of dozen small fast.
China sending in ships would involve them joining a war that's not theirs. That would be an escalation in response to escalation. I really don't think it would be, because America right now is blockading China. Like, the war is already happening, and we are like directly blocking the flow of commerce to China, which is an act of war. The only reason it's not explicitly an act of war is because we're blocking it at the strait rather than near China itself. But in practice, what we're doing isn't really any different to what would happen if we just sent a blockade over to the South China Sea. Like, we're causing the problem, you know?
Patrol craft, the Emirates and the Saudis have these kind of craft, corvettes, patrol boats. And then you're going to need land-based air to maintain air superiority. So this will be a huge and resource-intensive effort. And I'll close with this. The good news is, having now pounded the Iranians militarily, this...
Even then, China would not want to get into a shooting war with the U.S. over Iran? No, they wouldn't want to, but China could probably send... I mean, I guess the funniest timeline would be that China doesn't fire on America, but China escorts their tankers, and Iran fires on America, but not China, you know? Like, Iranian drones start hitting American destroyers and carriers in the Gulf, and China's just able to move with impunity.
Goes after their economy, but it does it in a way that doesn't blow up the entire oil infrastructure. So let's see how the blockade unfolds. But it's going to be resource intensive, and it could be very risky.
I'll play something that Democratic Senator Mark Warner said about this and the question on the connection between imposing a blockade and the broader objective of the United States to get the Strait of Hormuz fully reopened. Let me play this.
But I don't understand how blockading the strait is going to somehow push the Iranians into opening it. I don't get the connection there. You're going to see these energy prices continue at record levels, not for weeks, but months and years. And how blockading the strait gets it open suddenly, I don't get that logic.
What do you think of that?
I think that is a very common response across the country. It's just head scratching. How does this work? And this gets back, Kate, to where we started the
conversation. There are already reports of Chinese ships being let through. I've heard mixed reports. I don't know whether or not Chinese ships are being let through. It's possible the only reason Chinese ships are being let through is because we just don't have the naval forces there necessary to actually block them. What do we have? Didn't he say we only have like a couple destroyers there? We would need quite a few ships to do a meaningful blockade.
Conversation. It's the distinction between simply shutting down the strait completely, which is what I think Senator Warner is responding to, and the more nuanced closure of the Iranian ports. Because these are two different tasks. Blockading Iran will...
Aren't there two aircraft carriers there? Not in the position they need to be in.
In fact, hurt their economy deeply. They depend on oil coming out of those ports. The second task is to open the strait for everybody else. That's where I think this has landed in the cold light of a Monday morning. So watch for U.S. Navy and hopefully European minesweepers to go into that strait next, clear it for everybody else while we blockade the Iranian ports. I think that is what the administration...
Seven destroyers, three light patrol boats with no air defense? Well, they're fucked if Iran decides to start firing again. Dude, do you know how bad it's going to be for our PR if we lose even a single ship? If we lose the destroyer in the Gulf? As soon as Iran decides to flip the switch, it would just take like one good hit.
Intending here.
Does it effectively...
Our aura...
What?
Thought he'd make it home a little ward. It's actually funnier with a sailor, you know? Like U.S. F-15 pilot careening through the air. I actually think it's funnier to see like a crestfallen sailor clutching their thought I'd make it home award while on the bow of a ship that's tilted into the sea. It's on fire. She's got big, round, wet eyes.
They are intending, which would be cripple the Iranian economy. Do you think a blockade like this can completely stop Iranians from getting their oil out? Or is there... are there cracks in the system?
Of course, there will be cracks in the system. Think back to our own history, Kate. American Civil War, the North blockaded the South. thousands of miles of coastline, took hundreds and hundreds of U.S. Navy ships. Plan Anaconda, named for the snake that constricts its opponent. What the administration aims to do is to accomplish that, but it could take time. It took 3 years plus in the American Civil War to really bring that Confederate economy to its knees. That's the hope here. And last thought, we should recognize Iran will continue to have options here. They can put more mines in the strait. They can use terrorism globally. They can use cyber.
This guy's a fucking retard. I'm sorry. I know. Every day I hope and pray we might have a CNN analyst who isn't just huffing their own farts, but they don't. There's never anything meaningful here. Not the suits and ties. Like, you get it sometimes when they have bookish, like, professors on to talk about their autistic special interests, but when they have people whose job it is to talk with the media, they, you never get a single goddamn thing interesting from them. They're often not very charismatic either. Citing the Civil War like it's relevant precedent for the 21st century is insane. Yeah, seriously. Like, what the fuck are you even talking about, you know? Oh, Hannibal's siege from the... Alexander the Great would often set up position for months outside the castle before... You're stupid. Fuck you. Well, I don't know. Castle. I don't know if castles were a thing back in those days. I don't know. Maybe. Type shit. Something akin to a castle. They'd have a fort. Roman fort.
Thanks for taking a live look now at the White House, as the president has now ordered a blockade for any ships with an Iranian flag or coming from an Iranian port from coming in or out of the Strait of Hormuz. This as oil prices continue to surge and stocks are falling. Melanie Zanona has more from Washington.
That's what I want to hear. So they're just wasting time until the ships and supplies arrive? I don't know what they're doing. I don't understand what the point is. It seems like a desperate attempt to take back control of the situation, but I don't know how it can possibly play out in their favor. The blockade, blocking Iranian oil from making it to the global market, will drive up oil prices even further, even faster. Additionally, what happens if a tanker decides to run it? Are you really going to fire on a tanker? Are you, the American Navy, really going to turn your fucking cannons on a, not can, I know they fire but missiles, but cannons is cooler, your cannons on an oil tanker full of oil that China has paid for? Or yeah, you'd board them, I suppose. But are you going to do it? They still do have cannons. I'm just mad they got rid of battleships. Battleships were so cool, man. I understand they're outdated. War is so fucking gay now. Oh, I'm flying a drone. Beep, 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 beep. Ooh, the missiles, they go forever. Tiny missiles, they hit everyone. Hit you in the head with a missile, woo. Why do you think Iran's holding back and not blowing up shit? I think Iran wants to abide by the technical terms of the ceasefire so that they can't be accused of being the aggressor. Iran is aware of the fact that they have a lot of sympathizers around the world. Like, the Western governments might be wavering between, like, abstinence and mild condemnation of Trump's behavior here, with, of course, complete condemnation for the Iranian regime, like, at all times. But they're aware of the fact that the world at large is turning against America, and they probably want to do what they can to keep that going. Like, they don't want to be seen as the warmongering group here. Like, look at the PR wins they've been racking up just in the past 24 hours. Trump called himself Jesus Christ and insulted the Pope. Meanwhile, the president of Iran said, like, His Eminence the Pope Leo the 14th, may he live long and prosper, whatever the fuck. He said something nice and, like, Muslimy, you know? They know they're racking up, like, optical wins here. They did that, and at least, like, 1,000 Italians and Irish were like...
President Trump threatening to immediately eliminate all Iranian ships if they come near the U.S. blockade in the Strait of Hormuz, the superhighway for global...
Not President Ayatollah? I thought it was the president who said that. I don't think the Ayatollah said that. Did they both say it? It was the president? Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Pezeshkian. Thank you. I almost said Pezeshkian. Pezeshkian. Yeah. I don't think the Ayatollah would bless the Pope. I mean, maybe. I don't know. There's not really, like, a doctrinal reason that a Muslim leader can't do that, you know? They're both Abrahamic religions. Both venerate Christ. Is the new Ayatollah even alive? Who cares? Sorry. Just while we're talking about Trump declaring war on Christendom and Iran racking up PR wins.
Okay. You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book. And you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are,
well,
and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into
verse that means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
even to cite a verse that
no,
you like?
No, I don't want to do that.
You're an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Probably equal. I think it's too late.
People interpret this as a shocking ignorance, like genuinely like an unbelievable level of ignorance on the, I guess, just the content of the Bible. But this was actually a subtle cue that he would end the world for Israel. Equal reverence for the New and Old Testament? Ah, some kind of Judeo-Christian worldview, perhaps. He's telling you. He's telling you from like 10 years ago. He's telling you he'll end the world for Israel. Yes, he will. I know this guy's completely full of shit, but let me just...
Of course, needs the Strait of Hormuz open as well. I mean, couldn't this blockade backfire on the U.S. in any way?
If that interviewer had said, which is your favorite, the Old Testament, the New Testament, or the Newest Testament, Trump would have responded in exactly the same way.
It could. For example, the Iranians could decide to put more mines in the Strait of Hormuz, and that would complicate any mine-clearing operations, which, according to President Trump, have already begun. So you've got mine-clearing operations that could be complicated by extra mines. There could be attacks by small vessels. To this issue.
With us now is retired General Wesley Clark. He's the former NATO Supreme Allied Commander. So the strait is already effectively closed. Is this blockade likely to either get Iran back to the negotiating table, force to reopen the strait, or does Iran have the leverage here? How are you seeing this?
Well, I see this blockade is helping the United States by giving us leverage. We're blockading not only the strait, but all the Iranian coastline. So you may recall that last week, a couple of Chinese ships docked in Iran, not through the strait, but along the Arabian Sea, and delivered rocket fuel, or the what's required as a component of the rocket fuel, to Iran. We didn't stop that, apparently, but we'll stop it from here on. And so this cuts off their ability to do trade. They can't come out of the strait or use other ports along the Iranian coastline. So it definitely gives us leverage. It's difficult, takes a lot of ships, a lot of attention, but I'm sure we're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that. What's needed here, the military assets? What would go into creating a blockade like this?
The question is, how close can you get to the Iranian coast? And then how much do you need to seize or secure these vessels if they're trying to run the blockade? So we'll take, let's say, 8 to 10 destroyers or frigates, spread them along the coastline. We'll have a couple of carrier task forces behind that, deeper away from the Iranian coastline. We'll have aircraft overhead. We'll be observing.
I'm sorry, this guy was really boring, so I decided to look on Twitter, and I saw this, and I'm losing my fucking mind. This is why you guys aren't allowed to say goy in chat, by the way. One of my mutuals made this image and sent it to me so I could post it because he didn't want to get doxxed. The goys. Get it? But they all look like rabbis. Rabbis are the opposite of goys. That's the opposite of what that word means. It's just, I think a lot of people online, they see goy and goyim and so on, they think it means Jewish. Unfunny. I do appreciate the fact that somebody made this using actual Photoshop and not AI. Like, it's the same hat and little hair thingies. The people are retarded. Yeah. They thought. All right, well, anyway. Yeah, I guess we're going to war with China or something.